This is Ozarks at Large. The Pan American Cyclocross Championships are coming to Fayetteville in 2020. The city will host the event over the course of 2 days in November ahead of the UCI Cyclocross World Championships in 2022. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek sat down with Brannon Pack, the cycling coordinator for Experience Fayetteville, to find out more about cyclocross and the Pan American Championships.
We've talked about cyclocross on the show before, but remind us what cyclocross is. What does it look like?
Absolutely. So for those new to the sport, I know there was a lot of energy last year, starting in 2019, kind of this renewed energy around cyclocross. But if you're kind of new to it, maybe the best described as NASCAR for cycling fans. And by that, I mean cyclocross courses, and the races tend to be, it's a short course design. So these are, and that short course caters to spectators, right? So that they welcome spectatorship, will really put you action side. You're able to get right beside the course. And because of their short design, you can typically see most of the action from one viewpoint. And what's unique about, in addition to that, this is like short track racing, is that then we take all these features and we pack the course with wild things like shin-high barriers that require cyclists to get off their bicycles and throw them over the shoulder. We may throw a series of stairs in there that they have to climb. There could be sand pits. There could be what we call like a flyover, like an over and under. Just, you know, all these features kind of diversify the course and, again, kind of cater to that wild and wacky spectatorship. And then, of course, we hold these things rain or shine. So, and we saw this last year with Fayette Cross in 2019. We had this bluebird day on Saturday, and then on the same course overnight, we got 6 inches of rain. And so Sunday's race was closer to a mud run than maybe a bicycle race.
So speaking of Fayette Cross, there's going to be an additional event this year. It's the Pan America Championships.
Yep.
So tell us about Fayette Cross and then this huge event that's going to be happening later this year.
Absolutely. And so Fayette Cross, you know, we really kind of started last year with the announcement of the UCI Cyclocross World Championships, which Fayetteville will be hosting in January of 2022. And so to kind of build towards that, we started with Fayette Cross last year. It was a C2 level UCI event, right? And building on that, as we build towards that 2022, we were looking for a partner and an event that really would set the stage for something that big. And the Pan American Championships, what we announced this week, that in November 7th and 8th of this year, Fayette Cross will be host for the 2020 Pan American Cyclocross Championships. The Pan Americans themselves, what they are specifically is a continental series, right? We're talking from North America, South America, the Caribbean. This is international cyclocross racing, and we see it as a great buildup towards that 2022 event.
So why is it such a great buildup? Because the world championships arguably will be larger, but what makes the Pan American Championships still a huge event for cyclocross racers?
Absolutely. So as far as like mid-season, when you look at a season, the Pan Americans are the largest mid-season race outside of that world championship. In fact, the points that the racers can acquire in the Pan American Championship are only second to the UCI World Championship. So this is really going to be a big draw for those international racers to come to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and compete at a high level for what is a lot of race points as part of that series.
And, you know, in preparation for this, Fayetteville is actually building a cyclocross course, a permanent cyclocross course on Centennial Mountain, which is just north of Kessler Mountain on the west side of the interstate. So tell us a little bit about that. And I mean, there's already construction happening there on mountain bike trails.
There is, correct. And so what's fun about this is, as a community, we are, like you said, we're developing out a new park. The official designation is going to be, I think it's Centennial at Millsap Mountain, right? And part of that development does include some brand new world-class mountain bike trails that are going to be part of our community and part of our trail system here in Fayetteville. I think we're going to end up connecting that to Kessler. So in short time, you know, we're going to go from what currently is that 11 or 12 miles of world-class mountain bike trails that we have at Kessler Regional Park, and we're going to pair that with this brand new development just to the north of that at Centennial. And so we're going to have this connected experience that could push 30 miles, all accessible from right here in the, you know, inside the city limits of Fayetteville. That's super exciting. And then to add to that, yes, we are purpose building features that are going to be there for not just this event, but for the community to play on, engage with, but they are purpose built cyclocross features to use with these high level world championship type events.
So there's the events this year, there's going to be the world championship in 2022, but with these purpose-built, you know, this purpose-built course, I'm guessing there's a, this looks like a long-term investment in cyclocross racing in the region.
And we hope so. We hope that, you know, events of this caliber and quality will just renew this interest in our, with our community back into cyclocross. And it, like other, you know, other disciplines in cycling, you know, ebbs and flows, right? And so there's been decades where, you know, cyclocross was at its peak and then maybe had some valleys. And recently, maybe we've been in a valley. And so we hope events like this will spur some new interest back into the sport of cyclocross. It's very, the entry barriers are very low. You need a bicycle that may be just a little bit more aggressive than a typical road bike. There's categories for everybody from beginner to elite. Really, if you're looking to get into racing, cyclocross, because of the short track, right? It's very spectator friendly. Moms, dads, families can come out and watch you participate. And because it's time. So by that, I mean, based on your age and your ability, the beginners might only race 30 minutes, and where the pros, you're going to typically see them out there for closer to 60. So the entry barriers for a cyclist kind of looking to break into racing, cyclocross is a great place for them to get their start. All they need is a little grit and a bicycle, and we can put them to work.
So you mentioned that the barrier for entry for racers is low. What about spectators? And you talked about this a little bit, but what can people expect if they've never been to a cycling race?
This is the wacky and the wild of the sport. We encourage the amateur racers to participate in costumes. We encourage the spectators to show up with signs and just, you know, it truly invites kind of that wild atmosphere, fun, family friendly, but a little quirky atmosphere that just adds to the excitement, right? And so talking about something new this year, we're actually adding in relay racing. And I'm excited about this. This is Brooke Watts, who we've partnered with to produce the events, long time, well known in internationally in the cyclocross community, came to us with this idea to, hey, let's create some really community engaging events that do two things. So this is co-ed, so boys and girls can compete in teams of five in an amateur division to race on the course that the pros will then again race on Sunday for that Pan American Championship. And that's definitely going to encourage just, I mean, heck, there'll probably be an award for best costume, right? So show up, come out, compete at that very, again, low entry barrier. You can do it with your buddies, right? If you're not really ready to tackle 30 minutes of racing, form a team of five, because we're going to have an event for you to come out and celebrate cyclocross racing. And then that same format is going to invite the pros to form teams of five and get out and compete on Saturday at really what will be race pace, or at that pretty aggressive pace of racing, kind of as a preview to Sunday's Pan American Championship.
And what makes Fayetteville positioned or well positioned to host something like this? Because, I mean, there's so many other places in the world that could host this kind of event.
Events this size, I think this is a testament to our community and the buy-in that we've already seen around cycling, right? The big bets are being made in developing not just mountain bike trails and cyclocross courses, but protected bike paths in communities from Fayetteville all the way to Bella Vista. And so as we build this cycling culture, these type of events serve as a great way to highlight that. Fayetteville, we're positioned, we're ready for this. We have over 25 hotel partners, right? We're looking to bring in thousands. On average, all our hotels are within a half mile of a paved trail. Already, if you're just looking to come to Fayetteville and visit and stay at one of our hotels, chances are you're just a few blocks away from some really protected and safe cycling infrastructure that will take you to places like Millsap Mountain and Centennial Park, that will take you to places like Mount Kessler. We're definitely getting there. And by 2020, going into 2022, we'll be ready.
Thanks for stopping by our studios.
Yeah, absolutely. This is always fun, Susanna. Thank you very much for having us. We're excited for the Pan American Championships. Again, that's going to be held November 7th and 8th at Centennial Park at Millsap Mountain. If you want more information, you can visit fayettecross.com.
That was Brandon Pack, the cycling coordinator for Experience Fayetteville, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek. Last year, the Pan American Cyclocross Championships were held in Ontario, Canada. The decision on where to hold championship races is made by the Pan American Cycling Federation.